This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 26, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Really good. Yes, excellent stuff. When you get the drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line, and you get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff. Real good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a bit of an Xbox sale. We got some of the developers from Destiny and Halo talking about games. Now, what happened to Forza Horizon 4? Well, we'll start today with GameSquare and Steam Hatchet with a partnership with Riot Games. This comes to us from Esports Insider. And there was a new deal between the data analytics providers, Stream Hatchet, which is a GameSquare company, and Riot Games. Now, Stream Hatchet will use the support SaaS-based analytics to help out the global events, League of Legends and Valorant Champions Tour. Now, this partnership has been going on for about 5 years, and that was elevating the tournaments, scheduling and formats, because they were tracking the audience and the viewership trends through analysis. Now, Gabrielle Hang, which is the director of the Esports Insights at Riot Games, did comment on this partnership, and he said, quote, "Stream Hatchet and its suite of data solutions remains a trusted tool that allows our esports at Team Riot Games to deliver our mission to bring joy to millions of players worldwide through mind-blowing esports events experiences. Having access and insights that tell the story of what resonates with our players is a vital ability to continuously raise the bar on these experiences to the level of esports fans want and deserve." So we'll see what happens with that. Now, if you play Final Fantasy XIV, according to GamesRadar.com, some of the players did gather to wave goodbye to the 10-year expansion, because they're saying goodbye to Endwalker and they're getting together for big groups for photos. Now, Final Fantasy XIV is offline due to the Dawn Trail maintenance, and they're booting everyone out until the new expansion launches into early access later this week, which is June 28th. So none of the MMO millions and millions of players can play Final Fantasy XIV right now. And that is what led to many who got together to wave farewell to the Endwalker. So here's what some people did say on Twitter. Chaos Ringen did say, quote, "Goodbye, Endwalker. You gave me some of the most memorable events out there with my friends. I am eternally grateful for the journey. Looking forward to the new adventure." Stacy did say, quote, "Goodbye, Endwalker. Frey Limsa. See you in Dawn Trail, meow." And Mika just said, "Goodbye, Endwalker. See you all in 7.0. And some people got on Reddit there as well. But they're all saying goodbye to Endwalker. Some people said goodbye to Horizon. But that didn't matter to a lot of people, though. PC Games N did say that Forza Horizon 4 Steam player counts did jump by 600%, even though the game was delisted. Yes, you heard me right. This happened yesterday, and Playground Games did confirm that Forza Horizon 4 would be delisted because of the licensing issues, and the DLC did vanish immediately, and the base game will be gone before the end of 2024. But people didn't care, because the stream reviews were surging, and the player count went really high when it was delisted on Steam. Now, Forza Horizon 4 will be gone from Steam and the Microsoft Store on December 15th this year. The physical copies will still work, and the online features will remain intact, but the racing game will be gone. Now, 24 hours after the delisting, 321 positive reviews have been posted on the Forza Horizon Steam page. And the numbers that we're looking for was the peak of 6,600 plus players on the Valve platform, and that did go up to 48,437. And that set an all-time record for the racing game because the player count went up by 631%. Now, for Forza Horizon 4 is at $12. So if we want a good, cheap racing game, now's the time to get it. And if you have it, it looks like you'll still have everything for now. Now, Gamatsu did say that Infogrames did acquire the Surgeon Simulator because Infogrames wanted to expand distribution and maybe develop some new titles or content. And they did explore the brands and merchandising collaborations and be a long-term plan and would expand the franchise. Now, Infogrames manager Jeffrey, I'm sorry about this, Chat Review, I'm pretty sure I butchered that name, and I'm sorry, did provide a press release. And he said, quote, "More than 10 years after release of original Surgeon Simulator remains a popular and unique franchise. There was a rare opportunity to acquire a game with a timeless appeal, and we are excited to have Surgeon Simulator within the Infogrames portfolio." Now, yesterday we talked about the PlayStation 5 emulator. And WCCF Tech says, well, that won't bode well for PlayStation 3 games. Well, that's because some of the PlayStation 2 games were playable, but some of the compatibility did not work exactly as what Sony wanted. But Sony is working on it. So the tech experts at Digital Foundry did take a look at some of the games, which included Tomb Raider, Legend, and Sly Cooper, and they were highlighting how the emulation was really poor for both games. Lara Croft had a blurry image, which wasn't the result of low resolution, which that was a bad thing. And that was just one instance, because Digital Foundry did say that was a bad choice in the image treatment that did lead to bad results. So yeah, there's that. But talking about more business about video games, IGN did say that some of the Destiny and Halo producers were saying that live service may be better for games than anything else. So, the TheoryCraft Games CEO, which is the former Halo Reach and Destiny executive producer, Joe Sung, was talking about the traditional method of buying video games. And they were trying to people to make the single payment of around $60 to $70, where the developers make the decision which were not the best interest for players. So here's what he said, quote, "I always felt like the $60 box product model, I was having to make decisions that were not in the best of interest of players. It was in the best interest of how do we sell as many copies in the first 48 hours as we can. One of the huge strengths of the game as service models, you can be long-term. You can think long-term in terms of what's best for the player and how does that overlap with what's best to the company. I think it allows you to make much, much, much better decisions overall." So we'll see how things go with that. Now, if you're a fan of Grand Theft Auto 5, well, there was an update on the Grand Theft Auto 5 patch notes, but that went to GTA Online content. So Rockstar Games did have a new batch of GTA Online that was part of the bottom dollar bounties update, which did include extra vehicles, a new ball enforcement property business, and some other fixes across the board. Now, I'm not gonna go through all this stuff, but there were quite a few vehicles that were included. Some economy updates, some cosmetics, experience improvements, and some GTA Plus updates. There's a lot of stuff in there, so you can go check that out yourselves. If you're a Patreon and in our Discord, the notes are there for you. If not, you have to look it up yourself. Now, Dying Light 2 via PC Games N is on sale. And right now, the Dying Light 2 Reloaded Edition is 60% off on Steam until Monday, July 15th. So you'll have to pay $24 for it. So if you wanted Dying Light 2, get it now when it's on sale. But that's not the only thing. Pure Xbox did say that well, there's some scary games on sale right now. And there's quite a bit of them, and I'm not going to go through all of them. So basically it's Alien Isolation, The Collection, Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora, Far Cry 3, the Xbox 360 version, Killing Floor 2, Mortal Kombat 11, I had to say it, some of the Resident Evil games, which is Village and 4, The Crew Motorfest Cross-Gen, Tom Clancy's The Division 2, and Watchdog Legion. There's a lot more. Like I said, you'll see the notes, patreon.com/groupquest. Get in the Discord. That's not the only ones that are on sale. Hardcore Gamer said, if you go to GOG, Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 is in a bundle. And it is re-released exclusively for GOG for $10 each, or $25 for all three. Yikes. Scary stuff. And we're in summer. We'll be back tomorrow for more, hopefully, gaming goodness. Scary stuff. Anyway, we'll see you guys then. So until then, go play some games, people.